This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Ave in West Milwaukee. Check him out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
All right, if you're tuning in and you're expecting me to be talking about Gary Trent Jr. being added to the Bucks in a one-year deal per Adrian Wojnarowski, I did that in the last segment. We'll get back to more Bucks talk coming up at 3:20 with Ty Windisch of the Eurostep podcast. Looking forward to talking to Ty, but very big news for the Bucks. Huge signing, getting Gary Trent Jr. to be your starting shooting guard next to Damian Lillard, who we all believe helped recruit Gary Trent Jr. to come on a one-year vet minimum deal. Joining us now to talk about the first place Milwaukee Brewers, he is former Brewers pitcher and Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. Thanks for coming on, Tim. Appreciate it.
You got it, Sparky. Hey, it sounds good to say the first place Brewers, doesn't it? It's been pretty fun all season long, I guess.
It's been fun saying it for the last few seasons. I mean, it's kind of become a thing, kind of like with the Packers for all those years where it was the first place Packers. It's become that thing where it's been the first place Brewers. A little bit of a struggle, I guess, in the All-Star break, which also has become a common thing with the Brewers in past years, winning, you know, going 2-4 on that last homestand. To get into the All-Star break, I would say, especially for that bullpen, this All-Star break probably coming at a good time.
Yeah, I mean, the All-Star break's always tricky. Like, once it kind of gets on the calendar, you kind of just, I don't know, you look forward to it, and it's, you know, it's coaching staff's job to remind guys, like, hey, stay on task here, because, I mean, it is. It's inviting. When you're in the trenches, you know, every single day doing the grind, and you do that for, you know, spring training and then 2.5 months of the season, eventually you get to the point where you're like, I just want a day off. And then as soon as it's over, you're like, I'm so glad we're back to playing baseball. But yeah, I think it was a bit of a grind. I think it's just a bunch of guys that you go, you know what, I could use some days off. They're human, and, you know, everybody's got to recharge their batteries.
I think that's definitely part of it. And the other thing too, Murphy did a couple of things there at the end that hadn't been done since April, right? So Hudson pitches back-to-back games in L.A. That hadn't been done since April. And then what was the other thing? Oh, he pitched McGill 2 innings or a second inning, which he hadn't done since April. That didn't necessarily work out well for the Brewers either. Do you think there at the end, Pat was just trying to figure out ways kind of to get to the break because that bullpen had its struggles a little bit?
Well, I think he had his go-to guys. They've proven themselves all season long, and so he was like, I'm going to go with, you know, what's been, you know, what's been working all year. You know, this is the guy we want out there. And, you know, sometimes guys don't get it done. I don't think there's any reason for a panic button to slide across the table and start smashing away. But I think these guys have carried the load, the bulk of the season, especially that bullpen. But what I like to see is now that some of the bullpen guys get rest, you start putting different pieces in place, then all of a sudden here's a rotation that could be coming back. And I think it's going to be interesting with what Murph decides to do going in the second half and you know, who is positioned where. And it's, everything's going to dictate from the starting rotation. But it's good to have some guys healthy and coming back.
Let's talk about kind of what the next steps are here for the Brewers, because you are going to be getting guys back. They designate Dallas Keuchel for assignment. I would assume this kind of opens the way for the return of Joe Ross.
Yeah, maybe. I saw Joe Ross when he was pitching a few weeks ago in Appleton, and I thought he was sharp. I thought it was good. I think him and Junis could easily pitch a game, you know, pitch a quality start. Just because they have such good secondary stuff, and if they have good fastball command, then they should do very well. But that could be it. You know, they have some options. But at the same time, what they've been able to do all season long has been pretty unconventional. but at the same time, you got some guys maybe willing to work back into the rotation. I don't know if Bryce Wilson's permanently in the bullpen. I think he could bounce back and forth, but. Either way, they get the rest and they start lining people up the way they want to. I mean, Colin Ray's been good. You start looking at Tobias Myers, all this stuff. I mean, you got to feel positive going in just because of what they've overcome in the first half. And, you know, the future's bright for the Brewers.
We haven't really talked about this. I don't think you and I have ever talked about this, but how nice and convenient is it for the Brewers to have the Timber Rattlers like an hour away to be able to shell guys back and forth to?
I think it's great. I've been there several times. They let me shoot the Bratzuka, and I am very appreciative of that. I think they put on a great product. I played there when I was in Beloit with the Brewers in A-ball.
Oh, yeah.
And it was okay. It wasn't great. It was kind of on the older stadium side, and, you know, can't really remember much about attendance. But since the Brewers have taken over, you've seen attendance tick up. And then now, I mean, every time I'm back there, every single season, there's something new. Like, they're adding on to the stadium. They're pumping stuff into it. I heard they got new locker room and new weight room. For the players there. So things are getting better for A-ball players, and I think that trickles over onto everybody, right? The product is that much better. The Brewers have done that really in a lot of ways, especially they got AAA Nashville Sounds, and we've seen Biloxi, and I think Appleton does a fantastic job. I think their management there is terrific. Every time I'm there, all the workers high-five me. It's really cool. But yeah, the Bradzuka, it's a must-see.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. So when you go there on rehab and you're a pitcher, if you're Joe Ross, you're Devin Williams, who's pitching there as well, does it matter what level you're rehabbing at, whether it be at AAA or at single A from a pitching standpoint, or is it just kind of about throwing your pitches, getting your pitches across, getting your innings in to get back to the majors?
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, number one, it's super convenient. Like, it's just, hey, a little shuffle guy there. He pitches. He can leave after the game and get back home. So I think that's number one. Number two, you get to face a hitter. Any hitter that's trying to hit you gives you that adrenaline, and that's what they want. They want game-like. And no one's going to sit there and brush off a hitter in the box with a helmet and a bat trying to smash it down your throat. Nobody's going to sit there and go, oh, I'm not going to get excited about this. No, you still pitch your game. But what they can do is they can measure all the stuff. They can measure the break on the changeup. They can see the velocity on the fastball. And they want to know how that plays dating back to, I mean, especially somebody like Devin Williams. They have so much data on him from years past. They know exactly what his numbers need to be. So you can kind of simulate exactly what that's going to look like when you start facing AAA guys and you start facing big league guys. And I don't know how many people he needs to face. I don't know how many innings he needs before he gets back out there. But they can look at the numbers and they go, this stuff plays. He got into an elevated situation as far as heartbeat and get the adrenaline flowing. And so, yeah, I mean, would you like to face AAA hitters? Honestly, you'd like to face big league hitters if it comes down to it. Face big league hitters before you actually get into a real game and it counts.
I want to talk about prospects as far as them possibly getting called up between now and the end of the year. Because, like, Jacob Mizorowski has been absolutely rolling. His last outing, 6 innings, couple of hits, 2 walks, really, 10 yeah. strikeouts in that outing. The outing before that, 6 1/3, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. I know coming from Double A to the majors probably isn't something that they never necessarily want to get in the habit of doing. But could you see a spot where maybe in September he's pitching out of the bullpen here or there?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, I'm actually kind of surprised he hasn't already gotten a chance just because of all the injuries they had early on and they were kind of mixing and matching. So for whatever reason, they kind of want to slow play him, which probably if I'm him, I'm going, what else do I have to do, man? You know, because we've all been there as far as minor leaguers is like, what do I got to do? But they have a plan. You know, they're not just forgetting about it. And that can happen a lot in the minor leagues. As many years as I had there, you just kind of feel forgotten at times. And but one thing that we've seen across all of baseball is that there's this emphasis on the minor leagues and guys not being forgotten. In fact, they're going and looking for guys that are having success in corners of different, you know, organizations, and they're finding these guys and turning them into major leaguers and getting them to the big league. So for whatever reason, they're slow playing them at right now. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all that we see him in the big leagues. I don't know about bullpen. I don't know why he couldn't just start. But, if the need arises, I don't think they'll hesitate.
Talking with Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter, at Dim Tillard. Now as we're getting closer to the deadline, obviously, now there's going to be more talk picking up as far as what this team needs. Obviously, everybody's going to talk about pitching from that perspective. Do you think this outfield group that they have at the major league level survives the trade deadline, is intact when we come out on the other side of it?
I don't know. I don't see why not. I mean, the group that they have on the field now, they've been winning ball games. They've won enough games to be in first place. And moving forward, I mean, if they have to put a big piece in place, then they'll just, you know, they'll figure out the best deal possible to help their ball club for sure. But I don't see why they can't keep everybody. I think they probably, if they do go for any move whatsoever, I think it's going to have to be for a starting pitcher. But honestly, I thought Keuchel maybe he was going to get a good shot, and I guess he did. And hopefully they get a chance to keep him maybe in AAA. Who knows? I don't know if he's going to opt out or leave or whatever that looks like. But everybody could use starting pitching help right now, pretty much across the board. But yeah. I don't know. I feel like they're kind of have covered everything in the cliche of covering their bases. I feel like they have offense and defense, and they have the bullpen. And so I don't know what you'd want to add other than – and I think they went and got Keuchel and Savali to see if they do need to make a big splash at the deadline. If those guys did enough to get them there, I think they would say, okay, let's ride with who we have and who's coming back. If not, then do they make a big splash for a Max Scherzer or whoever? Who knows? But to me, that's the only way I would see them getting rid of some of their main pieces in that outfield, honestly, would be to get just a absolute stud starter.
Get a stud starter would be amazing. I mean, Greinke and Sabathia, those are the two big studs, you know, that they've gotten recently under Doug Melvin back in the day. I got one last one.
Greinke's still throwing, isn't he? He's still throwing somewhere.
He's still trying to get back. Yeah, he's still trying to get back one more shot. Why not give him a call, too? You let Keuchel get a shot at it. Why not call Greinke? He's entertaining, if nothing else.
He is. I trust him. I bet he would do pretty well, honestly.
Yep. One last thing. Charlie and I have been going back and forth on this. I remember back in the day with Braun and Fielder, and Maka switched them in the lineup. Just once in a while, boop, they flip-flop 3-4. And then eventually both were like, this isn't working. We want to go back. Okay, fine. Then there was J.J. Hardy, who absolutely did not like hitting in front of the pitcher and wanted to be up at the top of the lineup and was very verbal about that in the media as well. So I've been around long enough to see guys not liking spots in the lineup and being very picky about where they hit, because from a mental standpoint, they're just more comfortable there. They've been moving around Jackson Chourio now. They got him at the top of the lineup. They got him batting nine. When he got going, he was batting six and got into a nice little rhythm. How much of moving him around the lineup do you think kind of affected him maybe a little bit here in July?
Well, I mean, I think he's young enough that he probably doesn't even care. Like, he just hasn't have a big enough track record and enough, you know, stats and numbers to be like, oh, yeah, this is where I want to hit in the lineup. I mean, he's 20, and for him, it's like in at-bats and at-bats. And I think they want to keep him there. And you can't, I get it. You can't shuffle around everybody. And I don't think you should. I think some guys like batting a certain way just because they feel more comfortable. And you want your players feeling comfortable. But if he's able to have success bouncing around like that, then more power to him. He bats at leadoff against left-handed starters. Well, number one, it's super convenient. Like, it's just, hey, a little shuffle guy there. He pitches. He can leave after the game and get back home. So I think that's number one. Number two, you get to face a hitter. Any hitter that's trying to hit you gives you that adrenaline, and that's what they want. They want game-like. No one's going to sit there and brush off a hitter in the box with a helmet and a bat trying to smash it down your throat. Nobody's going to sit there and go, oh, I'm not going to get excited about this. No, you still pitch your game. But what they can do is they can measure all this stuff. They can measure the break on the changeup. They can see the velocity on the fastball. And they want to know how that plays dating back to, I mean, especially somebody like Devin Williams. They have so much data on him from years past. They know exactly what his numbers need to be. So you can kind of simulate exactly what that's going to look like when you start facing AAA guys and you start facing big league guys. And I don't know how many people he needs to face. I don't know how many innings he needs before he gets back out there. But they can look at the numbers and they go, this stuff plays. He got into an elevated situation as far as heartbeat and get the adrenaline flowing. And so, yeah, I mean, would you like to face AAA hitters? Honestly, you'd like to face big league hitters if it comes down to it. Face big league hitters before you actually get into a real game and it counts.
I want to talk about prospects as far as them possibly getting called up between now and the end of the year. Because, like, Jacob Mizorowski has been absolutely rolling. His last outing, six innings, couple of hits, two walks, strikeouts in that outing. The outing before that, six and a third, two hits, one run, two walks, 10 strikeouts. I know coming from Double A to the majors probably isn't something that they never necessarily want to get in the habit of doing, but could you see a spot where maybe in September he's pitching out of the bullpen here or there?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, I'm actually kind of surprised he hasn't already gotten a chance, just because of all the injuries they had early on, and they were kind of mixing and matching. So for whatever reason, they kind of want to slow play him, which probably, if I'm him, I'm going, what else do I have to do, man? You know, because we've all been there as far as minor leaguers of life. What do I got to do? But they have a plan. You know, they're not just forgetting about it. And that can happen a lot in the minor leagues. As many years as I had there, you just kind of feel forgotten at times. And but one thing that we've seen across all of baseball is that there's this emphasis on the minor leagues and guys not being forgotten. In fact, they're going and looking for guys that are having success in corners of different, you know, organizations, and they're finding these guys and turning them into major leaguers and getting them to the big league. So for whatever reason, they're slow playing them at right now. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all that we see him in the big leagues. I don't know about bullpen. I don't know why he couldn't just start, but if the need arises, I don't think they'll hesitate.
Talking with Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Now, as we're getting closer to the deadline, obviously, now there's going to be more talk picking up as far as what this team needs. Obviously, everybody's going to talk about pitching from that perspective. Do you think this outfield group that they have at the major league level survives the trade deadline, is intact when we come out on the other side of it?
I don't know. I don't see why not. I mean, the group that they have on the field now, they've been winning ball games. They've won enough games to be in first place. And moving forward, I mean, if they have to put a big piece in place, then they'll just, you know, they'll figure out the best deal possible to help their ball club for sure. But I don't see why they can't keep everybody. I think they probably, if they do go for any move whatsoever, I think it's going to have to be for a starting pitcher. But honestly, I thought Keuchel maybe he was going to get a good shot. And I guess he did. And hopefully they get a chance to keep him maybe in AAA. Who knows? I don't know if he's going to opt out or leave or whatever that looks like. But everybody could use starting pitching help right now, pretty much across the board. But yeah. I don't know. I feel like they're kind of have covered everything in the cliche of covering their bases. I feel like they have offense and defense, and they have the bullpen. And so I don't know what you'd want to add other than – and I think they went and got Keuchel and Savali to see if they do need to make a big splash at the deadline. If those guys did enough to get them there, I think they would say, okay, let's ride with who we have and who's coming back. If not, then do they make a big splash for a Max Scherzer or whoever? Who knows? But to me, that's the only way I would see them getting rid of some of their main pieces in that outfield, honestly, would be to get just a absolute stud starter.
Get a stud starter would be amazing. I mean, Greinke and Sabathia, those are the two big studs, you know, that they've gotten recently under Doug Melvin back in the day. I got one last one.
Greinke's still throwing, isn't he? He's probably still throwing somewhere.
He's still trying to get back. Yeah, he's still trying to get back one more shot. Why not give him a call, too? You let Keuchel get a shot at it. Why not call the Greinke? He's entertaining, if nothing else.
He is. I trust him. I bet he would do pretty well, honestly.
Yep. One last thing. Charlie and I have been going back and forth on this. I remember back in the day with Braun and Fielder, and Maka switched them in the lineup. Just one spot, boop, they flip-flop 3-4. And then eventually both were like, this isn't working. We want to go back. Okay, fine. Then there was J.J. Hardy, who absolutely did not like hitting in front of the pitcher and wanted to be up at the top of the lineup and was very verbal about that in the media as well. So I've been around long enough to see guys not liking spots in the lineup and being very picky about where they hit because from a mental standpoint, they're just more comfortable there. They've been moving around Jackson Chourio now. They got him at the top of the lineup. They got him batting 9. When he got going, he was batting 6 and got into a nice little rhythm. How much of moving him around the lineup do you think kind of affected him maybe a little bit here in July?
Well, I mean, I think he's young enough that he probably doesn't even care. Like, he just doesn't have a big enough track record and enough, you know, stats and numbers to be like, oh, yeah, this is where I want to hit in the lineup. I mean, he's 20, and for him, it's like in at bats and at bats. And I think they want to keep him there. And you can't, I get it, you can't shuffle around everybody, and I don't think you should. I think some guys like batting a certain way just because they feel more comfortable, and you want your players feeling comfortable. But if he's able to have success bouncing around like that, then more power to him. He bats at leadoff against left-handed starters. I honestly think they could pretty much leave Terang in there regardless of lefty or righty.
Yes.
I've been saying that for months. I'm huge pro Terang. I think he should be at the All-Star game right now. I think he should be on a plane there, actually already in the dugout, hopefully. That needs to be corrected. Hopefully it will, probably won't, but I think he's that good. I think he's deserved it. I think he's proven that he can do it. And the only reason they're doing it is to get the more righties, more at-bats against the lefty starter before they take him out, but I think he's shown enough. Maybe he doesn't want to bat against lefties, but I have a hard time believing that. But for the reason when guys get switched around in the order, if anybody has an issue with that, you go to the manager. And I think Murph, you hear all these managers and coaches, hey, we have an open door policy. His door is literally always open, unless he's giving an interview with Euchre, and which is perfect. That's the way it should be. And I think guys believe him. So if anybody has an issue, I think they could easily come to him and he would talk about it. He's very approachable in that way, especially for his players. So as far as I've heard, I haven't heard anybody really up in arms about it. I think they understand the assignment of what this team is, and they do have to, you know, recalibrate that lineup often. Brewers have found success in that the last 6 or 7 years.
He is Tim Dillard, Bally Sports, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Him and I united on Bryce Terang hitting leadoff regardless of who's pitching.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.